The mitzvah of Avas Hashem found in our Parshas Be'aschanan is presumably, intuitively, instinctively, probably one of the most important mitzvahs, yet as central and as crucial it is, it's probably not so easy to actually figure out what we're supposed to do. What does Avas Hashem mean? Practically, how does one accomplish it? And ideologically, hashkafically, what does Hashem want from us? I think there are several shittas found in the Mefarshim, several shittas found in the Rishonim. You have Rashi right in the Pasuk, the Ahavta says, Rashi, Asei Dvarav Miyahava, act in a way that shows you love him. Your actions should reflect the fact that you love him. The focus is not on what the love is, but rather how to express it. Asei Dvarav Miyahava, another Mefarshim points out, you do it with rizos and with passion and with commitment. In other words, Eino Domit says Rashi, Osem Miyahava, Osem Miyira. The focus is on the actions, the way one should behave, which shows one leads towards God. Later on, Rashi has another element, but at least for right now, there's supposed to be one element of Avas Hashem, which Rashi focuses upon, which is more stress, which stresses much more the actions one should act in, and behave in a way that shows they love Hashem. There is a second sheet out there, which is less of a active perspective, but maybe more of an intellectual one. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Beis Halacha Beis Vehechi Aderech La'avasu V'liras. The Rambam adds in Yira as well, and he says, "V'shashi is bonin adam b'masav u'barav hanifluim hagadolim v'yiram mehem chachmasu she'in la'eret v'in la'teit v'yadu ohevum b'shaveach u'mefram et avet habegdoli d'ashem hagadol." Once one looks into the world of nature and begins to appreciate the depth and the sophistication, the tremendous detail and the overwhelming awe, the overwhelming awesomeness that nature has, one begins to realize, wow, the creator of this, he must be even greater. A person begins to think and to contemplate, to begin to comprehend and begin to understand, even on the most minuscule level, because we're talking about Hashem here, and that atman miyadhu nitra me'achorav u'pachad yodeshu. Birya Katana says the Rambam becomes something very small, and naturally you want to think about God and understand God, and that is the Ahava. It's much more of an intellectual activity. One is not focusing on the actions of loving Hashem, but rather thinking and understanding and intellectualizing, looking at the world out them, looking at the sun, the sunrise and the sunset, which is how rain works. And the truth is, maybe even the more one understands biology and chemistry and physics of the world, maybe the more one appreciates what Hashem is. I once heard someone making a Torah Madah pitch based upon this Rambam. In any event, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem over here is understanding Hashem through the world he created, appreciating the world, and having that lead you towards loving Hashem. The Netziv on the Pasuk quotes a sheet of Rav Haigon, which is very similar but very different as well. The Rav Haigon's position is, it's true one has to understand that the Ava is a result of intellectual comprehension. It is understanding. It is not active like Rashi was focusing upon, but more similar to the Rambam insofar as intellectual, but not understanding the world, but understanding Torah, not understanding science, not going out and appreciating the intricacies of the world, but rather sitting in a base medrash and studying Torah and concluding or understanding from that, not like the Rambam had said. About Kfar Chalak Rav Haigon Zal Al Zev Amr Dahava Enu Ba Elam Eisek Batorah Velo Michach Masateva. Says Rav Haigon, it is an intellectual understanding. The more you understand God, the more you will appreciate God, the more you'll love God. But it's not a love that is developed from looking at the world, but rather looking at His Torah. And I'll point out, parenthetically, these seem to be the two ways to understand God. The world and the Torah. Shem Shkolosh pointed out in one place, the Malbim has it in Tehillim as well, where the only ways you can kind of comprehend and get to understanding God, which I guess leads to the love of God, are these two ways. The Rambam, whose focus is more on the intellect, the science and looking at nature, the Rav Haigon more of Torah, these are the two ways to understand God. We don't know much about Hashem in this world. He's infinite, we're finite, the finite being cannot possibly understand or cannot comprehend anything that actually captures the Ribbono Shel Olam, the infinite. And therefore, what do we know about Hashem? We know if He made a world, it would look like this. Look at the world, look at science, look at the way the sun rises and sets, and look at how the clouds develop and how photosynthesis works and the different types of nature and the different types of environments throughout the world. That's the Rambam. And Rav Haigon is, there's a much more direct way. Hashem gave us the Torah. Look at his word, look at his values, look at his ideology, begin to love Hashem as well. The more you know God through these two paths, according to Sham Shafal Hirsch in the Malvin, you know, the more you understand these two paths, the more you'll be able to understand God, and specifically the Rambam, who believes of the two paths, the science and Mada one will lead you more towards Avos Hashem, while Rav Haigon believes it's more of the Torah one. There is another sheet out there, I guess it's a fourth sheet out there, that of the Sfarna, which, to be honest, speaks to me the most, that which inspires me the most, that which I connect to most. The Sfarno has a very important short line, but an important line nonetheless. The Sfarno on the Pasuk of the Ahavta says as follows. Tismach la'asos davar shi'itav be'inav. Be happy. Tismach la'asos davar shi'itav be'inav. Be happy to do something which finds favor in his eyes, in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, in God's eyes. Kasher tavin shein tachlis nechbad mizeh. And then you will understand there's no greater purpose, there's no greater tachlis, there's no greater function or role a person can have in this world any greater than that. Or in other words, the greatest role, says the Sfarno, is to serve God, and that is essentially Avas Hashem. I'd like to explain what that means. What does that mean? Meaning, it's true, serve God, and it's true to recognize that's great, are both important things, but why is that Avas Hashem? Why is that not anything else in the world? So I'll share with you the best understanding that I have. When I ask myself, and I once had a conversation with a co-worker of mine in Shiva Dakota, Rabbi Dan Katz, and we were talking, I remember I said to him, if I wasn't an Orthodox Jew, I don't know what I would be, I don't know what I would live for, I don't know what I would aspire towards, I don't know who I would be or what I would do with my time or my life. And I remember he made the same comment as well, and I think I said, I don't know, I guess I'd run after women or covet or money, I don't even know what I would do. And my point is that what gives me meaning and purpose and value in this life is religion. It's accomplishing what I believe God wants for me to accomplish. It's living a life of Ratzon Hashem as best as I possibly can. What enables me to have purpose is the fact that God made such a thing called purpose, and ironically, or not ironically, interestingly enough, he himself is, or connecting to him, or being dovek to him, is that purpose. I think that's what the Sfarno means when he says, Tismach la'aso davar shi'itav be'inav, be happy to do something which finds favor in his eyes. Kasher tavin, then you will understand, she'ein tachlis nechbad bizeh. This is the greatest tachlis out there. The greatest purpose a person can have is to do Ratzon Hashem. And I think the reason is because what other way can a person find objective meaning in this world? Who has the right to determine what is purposeful and meaningful in this world if not God? The truth is, every individual can come up with their own subjective way they find meaning and purpose. One person finds purpose by picking up litter off the floor, another person by feeding poor people who knows where. But who's right? Maybe a person should find meaning and purpose from watching paint dry or grass grow or doing something even evil. I think the only one who can instill purpose in the world is the creator of it. Or I'll say it a little bit differently. If the world was not created by Hashem, if the world was not created by God, then the whole thing is just haphazard and arbitrary. The whole thing is just by chance. What purpose could there be in an accident? What deeper meaning, objective, not just subjective, but objective purpose or goals can one accomplish if the whole thing is just an accident anyway? And therefore, God gave us goals, and connected to him are those goals. I naturally fall in love with Hashem because he's given me the greatest thing I have in my life, the thing that makes me feel incredibly happy, the things that make me feel accomplished, the things that make me accomplished. Not just feel accomplished, but accomplished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me not just life, but the ability to make it meaningful. The ability to connect to him. The ability to lasot davar she'itav be'inav. And hopefully I'll understand that we all will. She'en tachlis nechbad mizeh. According to Rashi, Avas Hashem is more focused upon the actions. According to the Rambam and Haigon, it's more of an intellectual world, whether it's understanding the sciences of the world or understanding Torah. According to the Sfarno, it's appreciating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you tremendous, tremendous gift, which is the ability to do something meaningful, the ability to make your life count. And again, I don't see any other path towards doing that with the exception of serving Hashem. Personally, I can feel subjectively, I enjoy doing X, Y, and Z. But that's my own subjective desire. To do something objectively meaningful, purposeful, has to be something that comes from a greater being. I believe Hashem. And I think that's what the pasuk is, V'haftas Hashem Elokecha. And according to the Sephardi, you understand something else. You understand why it comes right after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Once I realize who God is, that He's Echad, not just He's one and not a Avodah Zarah, that He is the Echad in the world, He created the world, He infused with the world meaning and purpose, now I can love God because I recognize that. Once I recognize that Hashem is who He is, the one who created and infused and gave, generated value and meaning into this world, now I can love Hashem. And this Hashem will be successful doing it.